What's up, everybody? And this is the Faithful Injustice Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Jaden North, the American Tragedy. And it's been a while since I've been doing a podcast. I've been busy. You know, I haven't really thought about Faithful Injustice lately, and that's the funniest part. But, you know, there's been a lot of stuff going on as of late. There is still no set date to whenever me and the Elite Assassin, Sammy Young, will be making our debuts. But I will say this, it could happen somewhere this summer, like I said. But be sure to check out our YouTube channel that was recently hacked, but I fixed it. You know, today, you know, I'm just going to kind of get this off my chest here. You know, I haven't been doing much podcasts. I've only did one. This is just episode 2, and I've had this podcast account for almost, a month now? It feels like 2 or 3 months, but it's not. That's the surprising part. But point is, I hope to be doing a lot of work in the indies very soon, probably somewhere maybe around June or July. You know, I would really love to start getting in the ring because, you know, there's just a lot of stuff going on in my life right now, including Sammy's life. You know, everything is just kind of turning, twirling, rotating. You know, lots of stuff been going on as of late. But, you know, I'm trying to make it, but on the bright side, you just got to keep your head up and never look back. You know, I think I've matured as a person and as a professional wrestler over the past few months. You know, did some soul searching and really found out that, you know, life is not what it's supposed to be. You know, you can try to make it as good as you can, but, you know, in reality, it can only get as good as it gets. And what I mean by that, I mean, you know, people want life to be perfect, and that's not possible, and I've learned that. I can't get what I want just like anyone else, but why I say that is because there's a lot of stuff that goes on that I've learned lessons from, but, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I'm not perfect just as well as anybody else. You know, I think pretty much where I'm getting at is, yeah, I've made some wrong decisions, but, you know, I'm trying to learn from those because in the indies, wrong decisions can cause you terrible booking. And, you know, how I know this stuff is because you look at guys out there who can't even get a single booking at all because of their attitude. Let's just take Pete Corvus, for example. Some of you may know him, some of you might not, but if you don't check out Grimm's Toy Show, then you probably don't even know him. Be sure to check that on YouTube. He has a wrestling show. It's like a wrestling reality show. It's really good. I mean, very interesting. Good storylines. Sometimes even better than WWE. Most of the time, always. But hey, I want to congratulate Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks on, you know, starting AEW All Elite Wrestling. I really hope they end up there. You know, them guys, they have some extraordinary talent there coming. And more to come. You know, they signed Kenny Omega. You know, that is a big signing. It's probably the biggest signing they've had all year, I guess, pretty much, because it's a new year still. You know, it feels like we've already been 3 months out of this year, but it really hasn't. I don't get that. It's always January after January. It's always like that. But pretty much, I've been doing a lot of soul searching lately, and that's why I've not been doing the podcast, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff, but I see I made some money from this podcast. Not as much as I thought it would, but, you know, I made 1 cent. I'm, like, not joking. 1 cent. I looked at the money. I had 6 played. Pretty much 1 cent. You know, I really don't think much people really check out these podcasts on here. I don't know if it's that or just I don't get them advertised as good. I'm not sure, but, you know, I don't do this for the money. I do this to get myself out there because, you know, I'm a professional wrestler. Well, an incoming professional wrestler. You know, and as far as Faithful Injustice goes, who knows how long that's going to last. Because, you know, I could end up, you know, going solo, doing singles, competing, whatever how you want to call it. You know, I look forward to doing a lot of stuff in the indies. And, you know, being a tag team for the rest of my career is something I don't look forward to doing. Because nothing against tag team wrestling. It's really good. I think it's really good. The Young Bucks have really changed tag team wrestling for the better. And, you know, them guys right there, there'll never be another team to come along like them. They're one of a kind. Just like how the Hardys were. Just how the Dudley Boys are. And the list goes on and on. But the Young Bucks has that extraordinary background. that separates them from any tag team in wrestling history. They are definitely by far the best tag team in wrestling history, and you know, they will always come first in that category. Fatal Injustice, I would like for us to be good, but we'll never be as good as the Young Bucks. And you know something, that's okay, because I'm okay with being second or third best from them guys, because them guys have worked their asses off for their whole entire career to get where they're at today, and I respect the hell out of them for that. They have really changed this business for the better. They have made indie wrestling great again, and now they're going to do something bigger and better, and that is start a company to compete with WWE. And you know something? That kind of narrows down these indie guys' options. You know, you have these young talents out there. They want to elevate their career and make it to the big times, the big leagues like WWE and all these other companies. Well, All Elite Wrestling is now one of those big names. Well, they're going to be. As long as they do the right booking and the right promoting, I think they can be just as big as WWE and Vince McMahon is. Perhaps even bigger. Now, I know Vince is a billionaire, you know, but we also got a guy that's a billionaire. I think he's a billionaire. I think he is a billionaire. Of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I forget his name, but he is funding AEW. So, you know, you might look to see a lot of AEW advertisement with the Jacksonville Jaguars if you guys like NFL. I'm not really a football person, but there's a lot of stuff out there, you know, that I've not explored yet, and football is one of those. But I love basketball. I mean, if you guys have not heard yet, I'm a Golden State Warriors fan, so sorry for you Lakers fans out there thinking Fatal Injustice was Golden State free, because we're not. But hey, they're a good team. Lakers, I'm not taking nothing away from them. Well, at the fat LeBron joined, kind of disappointed. There'll never be a guy on that team to be as good as Kobe Bryant, that's all I'm saying. But this is not a basketball podcast, it's a professional wrestling podcast. If I wanted to do a basketball podcast, I could have just went on YouTube and filmed myself talking about basketball highlights, but I'm not here to do that. But the point is that, you know, you have guys out there that wants to elevate their career in professional wrestling. You know, for so many years, you have guys scratching and clawing and never get to that spot they want to be at. Like, they come really close, but they fall down to the bottom again over some decision they might make or something, or maybe something they didn't make, you know? That's why you got to really be careful in the indies, and what you say and what you do can affect your ability to perform in other promoters and other promotions. And why I say that is because, you know, you see guys like Pete Corvus that runs their mouth all over Twitter. Now, I don't know if that was a storyline, but if it wouldn't, then you see guys that run their mouth all over Twitter. And look, the SWF will not book them. I know SWF's not that big, but I guess they might be a bit of a big territory around New York. I know they're not like, oh, a big indie company like Ring of Honor is. I mean, definitely not. But I know Rob Fury, I think his name is, the promoter there, you know. And who's to say maybe me and Sammy may not take bookings from there, you know, somewhere down the road. And, you know, so I'll be happy to take in bookings. But, you know, the place where I really want to end up at is All Elite Wrestling. Not because they're going to be as big as WWE, but because they have potential to be a contender and an opponent for WWE. WWE has not had competition in years. WCW was the last time they had really any big competition, because I'm not going to sit here and count Impact Wrestling, or as we used to know them as TNA, which is the same difference. You know, I ain't going to count them as competition because they never elevated and got that big. Because, you know, they made stupid decisions in their company that almost slightly put them out of business there for a while. Now, I do hear they are terrible with paychecks, so don't expect me to ever be working there anytime soon until Anthem gets their shit right. Now, that's just what I was told. Well, what I also heard on the internet. Now, here's what I was told by a wrestling advocate, I guess you can call him. I'm not sure if he's a promoter or more of an ambassador, but he was what is it called? It's a one up in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm trying to remember what it's called. It's Heath Slater's wrestling promo. Oh, Face to Face Wrestling. That was actually the place where me and Sammy was about to go to train with Tyler Lavello until, you know, we had some differences, you know. As for us getting them worked out, we were going to be Fatal Injustice, the three of us. We have not really worked nothing out yet. You know, I'm always open to the working it out, you know, whenever he's ready. But we had some differences. Nothing really that big happened. But, you know, that's just how wrestling is. You know, you have your differences. You know, not everyone's going to agree with everybody. I have to learn to accept it. At that point, I wouldn't want to. But in a way, it's my fault. It's not all his. It's not all Sammy's, you know. There's just that type of stuff that goes around, you know, comes back around, stuff that I've did in the past, stuff that he's did in the past. What comes around, I guess. Or what goes around, comes around, I guess. I don't know. But the point is that, you know, there were going to be three members of Fatal Injustice until some stuff and it went on. You know, as for if they'll ever be three members and Tyler LaVille ever be a part of this, you know, that's a really, really, really big question mark on that because I haven't spoken to him in a month. The last time I spoke to him was in the beginning of January, and we haven't spoke since then. You know, I don't know if we'll ever speak again. You know, I hope to. You know, but at this point, going to face-to-face up in Atlanta, Georgia is probably out of the question. I mean, hey, I can tell they're a good wrestling school. I mean, Heath Slater is a wonderful wrestler. You know, this guy right here does not get the, you know, talent recognition that he deserves because he has got good talent. He's a good wrestler, and you know this guy right here needs to do bigger things in his career. But you know, I guess he's at that stage where hey, he's wanting to run face to face and maybe appear on WWE television every now and then, which is okay. You know, that's understandable. I mean, he opened up a wrestling school because he wants to show other guys how to do this sport, you know, and elevate it. You know, and that's what wrestling's all about, is elevating and bringing it to the next level. Even though WWE seems to think Roman Reigns and a bunch of others is really the only wrestlers in the world. But hey, you know, nothing against Roman Reigns. Hope he gets well. You know, WWE just got a lot of shit up their ass right now. And that's pretty much why I've really narrowed my decision down not to go in there if I ever did get the offer. And honestly, I don't care if I get the offer at this point because there's just things about WWE that people really does not really realize and point out like others do. And, you know, I could point out a million things wrong with WWE. I mean, that's one thing me and LaVell had in common. We both disliked how WWE run their business, and that's why we both vowed to never go there. You know, we might have had our differences, but that's one thing we could both agree on because WWE does not have that certain type of contention like they used to years ago because now these guys right here, you're taking talent that is from the indies that were pretty big in the indies. And you're wasting them just to push other talent that's had their chance in the spotlight for far too long. I mean, hey, nothing against Daniel Bryan, nothing against Roman Reigns, and nothing against guys like them, or Braun Strowman, or Seth Rollins, or Dean Ambrose, or any of that, any for people for that matter. But you got guys like Drew McIntyre, who elevated their career in the indies and scratched and clawed their way back here, not just to sit there on the mid card like they're just jobbers, you know. Drew, he's doing better than he was about 4 years ago when he was in 3MB. Okay, that was stupid. And for some reason, the surprising part is one of the members of 3MB actually became world champion, and that was Jinder Mahal. And you know, and Jinder Mahal, I actually like the fact of him becoming world champion so much that he actually became my favorite wrestler around that time. Because Jinder, the way he was, the heel he was, really stood out with me. Like, he was a good heel, and he was a good fit to be WWE champion on SmackDown. Not because he was a fake Indian. I mean, like, they wanted to do this to elevate the Indian market, but the guy's not really Indian. I mean, he's part, I guess, but he's really Canadian. But not because of any of that, but because it was something new, finally. WWE had never done, you know. For so many years, I was used to seeing guys as world champion, like, let's see, guys like Daniel Bryan, John Cena, AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and Randy Orton again, back and forth between all of them guys, holding the belt, and Dean only held it one time, but still. it was just, it was either them sets of groups of guys that already had spotlight for so many years on them. And I mean, Jinder, he didn't have much of a build up, and that guy won the title and made an impact and pretty much changed how I felt about him in the process. Because I used to think Jinder's like, oh, come on, Jinder Mahal, are you for real? Him in a WWE title match, this man's going to lose, I was thinking. And then that night when he beat Orton at Backlash, I'm like, wow. So this man right here not only beats a future Hall of Famer, but solidifies himself in that position one of these days in the Hall of Fame, and is one of the greatest WWE champions to ever be on SmackDown. The man had a good reign, perhaps not as long as I thought it would be, but it went a longer than lots of people thought it would be, though. And, you know, I'm glad he got a chance to hold the belt. And I hope that they start to push him again, because they're really starting to make him dip down and downfall. That's what I don't like what they do with their superstars after a while. And I hope to see Kofi Kingston become WWE champion, but I don't think that's ever going to happen. And if it does, then that's good. But at this point, I've about given up on WWE. But enough about WWE. Let's focus on Fatal Injustice, because, you know, there's a lot of contention going around, you know, going on at this point. You know, where will Fatal Injustice be at first? Where will we be at after that, you know? Honestly, I don't have the answers to that, because I'm not even trained yet, and neither is Sammy. Or for anyone of that matter, whoever will ever be in the, you know, the team or stable or whatever you want to call it, or faction. I mean, it was supposed to be a faction at one point. But see, this is a podcast. I don't really tell stories on here, but you know what? I guess people wondering, like, who is Tyler LaVeo? Who is Sammy Young? And who is Jaden North? And who is Fatal Injustice? People's wondering, where did this team come from? How did it come about? Well, you know what? Since we're on here, I'm going to tell the story. And it's a long story, so fasten your seatbelts and listen to this, because this is going to be interesting. Well, it started last year, pretty much, surprisingly. I think it was somewhere around the summertime, around July. End of July, you know, I was at the point where, hey, I was going to go to Ring of Honor's wrestling school. You know, I was going to go to Philadelphia, travel my ass so far into Philadelphia and pay $5,000 for training and hope to wind up in Ring of Honor soon. But, you know, Tyler, he helped me come to reality. He's like, well, when you think about it, why pay $5,000 to go there when you ain't going to be used as much on TV, which is true. You know, they would probably not even use me at all until they feel I'm deserving. And, you know, at Ring of Honor, they have a stacked company at the time. And who knows who they'd have when years to come. So he's all like, okay, how about you just come to, before we were going to face-to-face, we were actually going to go to a place called, what's it called? It starts with A. I'm sorry, guys. I forget the organization before that we were going to go to get trained. Oh, WWA. Yeah, World Wrestling Alliance. I don't know why I'm forgetting that, because, like, it's been so many months. But World Wrestling Alliance up in Atlanta, Georgia, we were going to go there, and we were going to train there, and we were going to wrestle there, and we were going to do lots of other stuff. But, you know, I'm going too fast. Pretty much, we found there. We called him, got me all interested in going. It was just going to be me and him at first. So, I'm like, hey, you know, I like it, you know, it being me and you and all. But should we add a third person if we plan on getting an apartment? Because, see, we're going to get an apartment together and pay rent. And, you know, it'd be a lot of money it'd still be a lot for just two to pay rent and do all this other stuff. So we added Sammy into the equation, and we kind of said, hey, Sammy, you know, I know you're not into this wrestling deal and everything, but hey, would you at least give it a try and come with us to Atlanta, Georgia in 2020? It was going to be in 2020 because Tyler was still at the time, you know, jobless. He's got a job now, but, you know, then he was jobless because he was just fresh out of high school. But, you know, Sammy agreed. He said, you know, it'd be good to get out of Kentucky because he wanted to explore what was in wrestling. So we got him all pumped and interested in doing it. And at first he thought we were not serious, but we were. But point is, I don't know if Tyler listens to these podcasts because honestly, I don't know. I know Sammy don't because he don't even have the app. I don't know who all listens to this, but I'm saying it just to be saying it because I want people to know the story, about how Fatal Injustice started. So I don't know who listens to this, but feel free to listen. Anybody. Fast forward along a few months later, we just got to the. It was after a pay-per-view one night. We're all just sitting there, just thinking and thinking. I was playing a PS4, WWE 2K19. By the way, add me on PlayStation, Enigma, ENIGMA, 707, WWE. Add me on there. And, well, we were just, and if you guys want to add Tyler too, if you guys wonder if he's got it, I'm just going to, I know him and don't talk, but add him. Tyler Lavelle, it's LAVAIO 1317. I mean, I was going to add it and also add Sammy Young. It's King Young 1234567. Just add us up because we honestly don't have much to do on there anyways. But back to the story. It was just going to probably just be me and him at first. But like I said, we brought Sammy into this equation. And, we all started talking to WWA. Getting all ready, getting all pumped to go over there until Tyler ran across a guy on Twitter and said, "Hey, how about you check out this wrestling school called Face to Face Wrestling?" So he sends me the number. He says, "Hey, check this school out." I called them and they seem pretty legit. I'm like, "All right, I'll call them." Sends it to me on the PlayStation app, of course, because I guess at the time there was something going on where we couldn't text on messages or something like that. And I'm like, "I'll check them out." Yeah, they really seem good and legit, I liked him, and come to find out, it was Heath Slater's wrestling school, and that really made it even better because they knew more about wrestling than WWA did. And WWA also claimed to be the so-called number one wrestling school in America, one of them at least. And they really didn't really. I think that was just a phrase they gave themselves just to make people join them. But in reality, Face to Face wasn't around, but maybe a few months prior to that time, or maybe a year, I think. And they knew more what to do than WWA did. They just told us things that we needed to know because at first, I'm gonna educate you guys a little bit. You know how there's heels and face and baby faces in wrestling or faces? Well, pretty much what's good to do is start out as a face. And people might be like, "Oh no, I want to be a heel because being the bad guy is all fun." Well, here's the point: being the heel is the hardest job in professional wrestling. And because of that, why I say that is because you have to be on it at all times. The heel is the guy that runs the match. And when I say runs the match, they say what happens in the match. They say when you can do a move or when they're going to do a move, they say what happens. They don't decide the winner, but they say what happens. They run the match. The face just listens in and follows their directions. That's how it goes in wrestling. And if you don't believe me, then look up Face to Face on Google and call them. And the guy Richard will tell you guys that. His name is Richard. He will answer and he will tell you all the stuff you guys need to know. Because that is exactly how it goes. Because in professional wrestling, it's not all easy and all peaches and cream. It is probably one of the most difficult, pain-enduring sports that you could ever be in. I mean, hey, they might say it's all fake, but listen to me. There's only a small portion of it that it's fake. So sink that in and just realize what you see may actually be realer than you think. Because these guys train and work their asses off day in and day out to perform crazy ass moves that could probably kill them because they want to impress the fans and elevate their career to the next level. It is probably one of the most dangerous sports out there. And back to the story, but like we were just one night thinking, hey, what kind of names can we use for a team? And Tyler just really got the big idea. Okay, how about we name it Fatal Injustice? We didn't have nothing else came up, so we're like, yeah, sure, we'll use Fatal Injustice. me and Sammy, and we all three agreed, you know, of course, because Tyler, he came up with the name. I'm not taking credit because I'm not the one that came up with the name. Now, I did make the logo. I do have credit for that. You know, that's the one thing I have credit for this. Like, pretty much me and Tyler poured a lot of fatal poured a lot of this stuff into it. You know, Sammy, you know, he did a little advertising on Twitter here and there. I mean, there's not really much Sammy could do because he just wasn't as good with technology as I was with making and editing things. Tyler, I'm not even sure how good he is of editing, but you know, I'm sure he's pretty decent, but he doesn't even have a computer, so I don't know what he could do. But me, I'm the one that said, hey, how about I make us a logo? I've made us a few logos, and you know, we all agree on this one with the skeleton because I don't know what it just really stuck with the Fatal Injustice logo. It's like I put Fatal, I went on this website and got it was royalty free. It was no one's logo. It was not even a wrestling logo. It was just royalty free. I'm like, well, you know what? How about we use this logo right here? And Tyler's like, yeah, sure. And then you know, it's like the Fatal Injustice really matches the logo. You know, and the colors we put it in. Like, yeah, he was right. And we all agreed on that logo because it looked cool, you know? I mean, at least to us it did. And, you know, months went by. And soon later, about back in December, you know, he starts adding new members. And that's where this kind of started dipping down to the point to where things were complicated and difficult with us. You know, we never had plans to add over 10, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 members. It was only supposed to be the three of us because we had made a vow to it be the only three of us. Now, Tyler might have wanted to add a fourth or fifth member, which was okay, but adding almost 8 or 9 or 10 members was just off the charts. Okay, that was just off the limit. Okay, at first I was okay with it. I'm like, sure, yeah, they can join. I mean, I'm all right with it. But little did I know that would really mess us up and bring us apart and kind of mess up this whole Fatal Injustice thing because that did make me realize maybe going to Atlanta was not a great idea because of the fact of the traveling. So we pretty much are at the point where we're either going to OVW up in Louisville, Kentucky, or somewhere else in Kentucky. But, you know, we're not going to stay in Kentucky and wrestle for all of our careers. Definitely not. We're going to get out there. We're going to wrestle in places like Atlanta and Florida and possibly New York and all these other places. But that's not right off. I mean, you got to really, you know, take your career to the next level before you travel big places. You know, you got to have the money. So, pretty much, you know, when these members started adding, there was one named Kyle Tiger, was his ring name. I'm not sure what his real name was. And there was this Titus guy went by Nightmare. But these ring names were. I mean, I'm not making fun of no one's ring name, but like they were those type of ring names you would only see back in the 90s or the 80s when WWE was a rated G show with Hulk Hogan and Ultimate Warrior. I mean, that was a good era though. I mean, nothing against Hulk Hogan or Ultimate Warrior, great competitors, but those are the gimmicks you would think to see back in those days. Those gimmicks would not get you nowhere. Now the Kyle Tiger thing didn't seem so bad, but you know the tie. The nightmare thing that Titus did, I'm not a big fan of it. But, you know, everyone has what they want in wrestling with their own gimmick. You know, I've had so many gimmick changes and so many ring name changes over the past 5, 6 years that I literally don't know what I might change myself to next. But Jaden North is what I've stuck with for the past 2 or 3 years for the most part. So, you know, when they added them guys, you know, I didn't make much of it at first. I'm like, okay, sure, you know. I guess it wouldn't hurt to add a few more, but then whenever he wanted to elevate it and escalate more of it and make it even bigger, you know, it gets to the point where like, listen, we're not the Bullet Club. Why are you trying to be like the Bullet Club? You know, I think Tyler got to the point where he's like, I want to be just like the Bullet Club, even bigger. But you got to understand something. The Bullet Club, that is a team. That they're a faction. Yes, they have a lot of wrestlers in it, but Kenny Omega and Cody, all of them are no longer even in it. I think there's one branch of it in Mexico and some other places. I'm not even sure if it's even like that anymore. But I remember there used to be a lot of members, and who knows how many members are there now. It might just be in New Japan, but that's just too much, though. You know, I want us to be Fatal Injustice, not the Bullet Club. You know, nothing against them. They're a tremendous team. One of the best teams to ever grace the independent circuit and New Japan. But we're not them. You know, Yeah, sure. It'd be cool to join them or the elite, but the likes of that happening is zero at the moment. And I guess Tyler, he got all excited and being, at the fact he wants to be a good wrestler. We all do. You know something? I respect his decision of wanting to be like the Bullet Club because, at first I wanted the same thing, but I had to really do some thinking. Don't be the Bullet Club. Be the first you. And what I mean by that, I know I got this off of a trailer of Fighting with Family, but The Rock said, I think they were Paige, the person playing Paige was asking The Rock, how do I, and The Rock said, how do I be like you or something like that? The Rock said, well, don't be me, be the first you. Well, what I mean by that, don't be the Bullet Club, be the first Fatal Injustice. And that really should stick with a lot of wrestlers. Don't be Stone Cold. Don't be John Cena. Don't be Triple H. And don't be The Rock or Hulk Hogan or Ultimate Warrior or Kenny Omega. Be the first you. Be someone one of a kind. Be someone that the fans can love. The fans can think of as an icon one of these days in this business. Think of people, in the cat. Let me rephrase myself. Be someone that you can go down in history as, not someone that you are trying to be like. Be yourself. Be the first you. You should want to be in the category of all them names like Steve Austin and Cena as one of the greats. You don't want to be listed as the guys that try to take their gimmicks or be just like them. I know there's lots of guys who say, I want to be just like Stone Cold Steve Austin when I grow up, or when I get into wrestling, or I want to be just like Kenny Omega. Well, me, I want to be the first me. I want to be the first Jaden North. Because in wrestling, it's all about your gimmick and character and how you take it and how do you move forward with it. If you go there trying to act like you're Kenny Omega or Maxwell Jacob Freeman or any of these guys that have unique gimmicks that you find interesting, you're never going to escalate and you're never going to excel your career and your wrestling abilities ever. You're not going to get much bookings out of it. You're just going to be a joke. It might have worked for some people, but it didn't work that long. I'm just saying there's a lot of good wrestlers out there, but they could be even more if they'd stop trying to be like others. And, that really concludes my story, but, that's really how it all went. It went from a downfall. I mean, they tried to keep me out of my own team pretty much. The own team that me, the three of us started. And you know something? I'm not even sure if them guys even talk anymore. But the one thing's for sure, I know everything about loyalty. And loyalty goes a long way in professional wrestling. That's why you should always stick with the person you start with in this business. And you should ride it out with them until you're ready to go solo. Now, when I say like that, I mean, when you get into a tag team or a faction, ride it out until you think you're ready to get to that next level in your career and go into singles competitive or whatever you want to call it. You be a singles competitor or get into another tag team, whatever you want to do. You got to do it when you're ready because wrestling is not easy. Wrestling is probably one of the hardest sports out there. The training is unreal, guys. But hey, anybody can wrestle. Anyone could be anything they want once they put their mind to it. Never give up. Never give up anything in life. You can have and do what you want, as long as you put your mind to it and don't take no for an answer. That's what I believe. Anything is possible in this life. Just got to make it happen. But hey, that concludes this podcast, and I thank everyone who listened. And I don't know when the episode 3 is going to be, but hey, be on the lookout for it. But as you guys know, I am Jaden North, and I am signing off this podcast. We'll see you later in the next one. Thank you.